Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
I find this interesting. I think Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has told his party colleagues that only a limited amount of restrictions are likely to be eased before May. For more on this, let's speak to RTE's political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Now, a collective deep breath, I suppose, for the nation, Micheál, when they hear stuff like this. But this information was in a letter from the Taoiseach. He wrote to his party colleagues. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, the Taoiseach are writing to his party colleagues today and essentially saying that criticisms around communications had been reasoned and that it was time to reset how the party communicated with the public and how the plan, the updated plan for living with COVID, the path forward, set out clearly, he said, what will and what will not happen over the next 10 weeks. And then he set it out in the letter as he saw it, that if case numbers continue to fall and there is a reduced pressure on hospitals, then at some point from April 5th, probably a decision being made before it, where you could see an easing of the 5 kilometre rule, construction returning, and also the return of click and collect and the easing of restrictions too on outdoor activities. However, he said there wouldn't be any further consideration given to anything else at that point. That would have to wait until late April or early May. So you can see over the next 10 weeks, the thinking in government crystallised really, and I suppose the Taoiseach are telling his colleagues to go out and sell it, but it does set out the steps here, I think, in the clearest terms yet.
Isn't it ironic, Micheál, that at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting last week, the Taoiseach and his counterpart in Fianna Fáil, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, they shipped an awful lot of criticism for how the message has been communicated. Yet tonight we hear of the latest in terms of lifting the restrictions from a letter he sent to his colleagues. Now, I don't know if it's justified to criticise the Taoiseach in terms of giving the latest information to his own colleagues within the party, but this drip feed of communication can't be good.
No, I suppose Fine Gael would make the point that these points are in the plan. They have been articulated at the press conference that followed the launch of it last week, but that it sets it out in clearer terms, I suppose, and also puts a responsibility on the government politicians to communicate better. And of course, that criticism was made at both parliamentary party meetings around what had preceded the launch of that plan. Mm-hmm. Also, what's interesting is the Taoiseach talking about a renewed focus on things like antigen testing, ventilation in buildings, and also getting back to the test, trace and isolate system, that will be the focus as well in the weeks ahead. So I think you can see the priorities there for the period ahead. And also the focus being put on the government to try and sell this better, knowing the kind of pressure that they have come under in recent times.
Yeah. Can I ask you about mandatory hotel quarantine, Micheál? Because it's been a major point of contention over the last number of weeks or so. The legislation to introduce it was passed by the Seanad today. Minister Stephen Donnelly was speaking again about why he thinks and why the government thinks a zero COVID strategy isn't possible. What did he tell the Seanad?
Yeah, fairly strong words from Stephen Donnelly on that today. And just before I get to that, it was interesting too that the Taoiseach's letter speaks about mandatory hotel quarantine being in place within weeks. Mm-hmm. So I suppose even while it's gone through the Seanad today and now the legislation makes its way to Áras an Uachtaráin, you're still talking probably weeks yet before it's actually up and running. But the Health Minister adamant that those who were advocating a zero COVID strategy, that he didn't believe it was workable. He said what it would mean in the short term is rowing back from that 5 kilometre rule to bringing it back to 2 kilometres, keeping the schools shut and also shutting down things. Like he spoke about going to work in the morning and being able to get a takeaway coffee. He's saying to even get to the starting line, that would all have to shut and go backwards as he saw it and presented it. And he said you would have to then continue with those restrictions all the way to September and beyond. Labour's Ivana Batric, who was talking about an aggressive suppression strategy, didn't agree and took a different view. And there has been a fairly strong reaction to what the Health Minister had to say. And I think you'll hear more of that tomorrow and again when the Dáil resumes on Wednesday.
OK, Micheál Lehane, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, RTE's political correspondent. That's your political hit. You're up to speed now.